A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Leader. At London's Cenotaph on Sunday, the Queen is set to be joined by present and former members of the armed forces, along with politicians, to lay wreaths and pay tribute to the fallen, with 2 minutes silence at 11 a.m. 3 years after the guns fell silent to signal the end of the First World War, the British Legion was born, with the poppy still being worn a century afterwards as a symbol of remembering those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. The first poppy appeal in 1921 had red silk poppies, inspired by John McCrae's poem In Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the lark still bravely singing fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below, we are the dead.
The Legion was founded to help First World War veterans find jobs and homes after being left with life-changing injuries from bombs and poison gas in the trenches and suffering shell shock, now called PTSD. 100 years later, the annual appeal remains strong, with volunteer sellers out across the UK in the weeks leading up to Remembrance Sunday. We're joined by Mike Kiff, who served in war zones including Iraq and Afghanistan as a corporal in the Royal Signals. He's supporting the Legion and will be at the Cenotaph on Sunday. Mike, thanks so much for taking time to speak to the Leader. What are your thoughts on the importance of Remembrance Sunday, a century after the founding of the Legion?
I think it's an important part of culture, and it's not just here either, and it's not just us we're remembering. A lot of people seem to associate remembrance, and I know a lot of people sort of drag it back to, we shouldn't really be sort of celebrating war, which is what we're not doing. That we're trying to remember those that have given their lives, and it's not just us. You know, we've had interpreters, I've worked alongside lots of other nations and nations forces who have suffered heavy losses, and I think that I don't know whether it's a respect thing. We're not doing it for ourselves. We are really doing it to remember. And I think if people just took a couple of minutes, there's probably somebody within their family tree down their line that's served in one of the conflicts over the last 100 years. And it really is just about paying that respect. You know, it's just taking that time to recognize that people did sacrifice a lot to give them the freedoms that they enjoy today.
Mike, could you tell us a bit about your day-to-day in the army?
So day-to-day, basically I was what was called a telecommunications mechanic. So whenever something escalated into conflict or the MOD or NATO had a presence, we would go in and we basically install all the communications wherever we are sent, really. So we set up the communications for the headquarters, help just set up, communicate. Like for Afghanistan, we had forward operating bases. We had two different airheads. We looked after Kabul. And it was the same in Iraq. When I was in Iraq, I was basically running the communications in Baghdad. So I was covering the US embassy, the British embassy, all the NATO buildings, all the British forces buildings out there, and just making sure that throughout the tour, we had constant communications. That was my role.
And doing this highly technical job in a war zone must have been pretty daunting at times.
It was quite noisy. So we had, you know, a lot going on. So some weeks, 3 or 4 times in the week, we'd be woke up to, you know, the sort of incoming rockets alarm, and there'd be rockets going overhead. We had a sizable vehicle-borne IED hit a convoy just outside our camp one morning. He sort of rocked us a little bit. In Iraq in 2005, I was in Baghdad for the very first Iraqi elections, the parliamentary elections, presidential elections even. So that was quite an interesting day. The amount of indirect fire we could hear, you know, a string of VBIDs going off all around the city, all throughout the day. The Department of Agriculture, which was just on the opposite side of the River Tigris, where we were accommodated, got hit by basically a VBID the size of a like a bin lorry, and that's shattered windows on our side of the river as well.
You were medically discharged with a recurring shoulder injury. Would you mind telling us a bit about your experience of this and your recovery?
When I found out I was getting medically discharged, it was something that I didn't really want in my life at the time. I wanted to stay in the forces, but I was told I wouldn't be able to do that because I was no longer able to fire a rifle. I fell into a bit of a hole with depression, to the point that I wanted to take my own life. And between sort of the DCMH, the Department of Mental Health in the MOD, they recommended a stay at Brighton House, which was a personal recovery centre in Germany, which was mostly funded by the Royal British Legion. On the first visit, I spent a week there getting counselling, stress management, helping me, you know, basically giving me coping mechanisms to deal with the stress and the depression. Occupational health were there. We had welfare workers on hand 24 hours a day if we needed to talk to them. It gave me a renewed focus. They basically got me thinking that, you know, there was life beyond the MOD, and I would be able to find something to do outside of the army, which would still allow me to support my family. I've got that gratitude that not only did they save my life, they actually saved my family unit.
We'll leave you with this from the National Memorial Arboretum on Thursday, which was Armistice Day, commemorating the ending of hostilities at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back on Monday at 4 p.m.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.